Here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up, my name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Topher Mills. Topher, thanks for your time. How you doing?
You bet. I'm doing well. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing well. It is great to catch up. Seems like it's been a while. I want to ask you, it's an exciting time for you. You have a brand new song out right now called Home to You. I've been listening to this one. I really, really enjoy it. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about Home to You and kind of how that one came to be written?
Like you said, it's been a little while since I've even released anything, and and we've even talked and stuff like that. I've been kind of, you know, with the whole COVID thing going on, kind of took a step back, and I was playing some shows here and there, and then finally got together with some really good songwriters across Canada, and started putting my foot down, and we've been working on recording a new album, and Home to You is one of those songs that actually was. When I first got it pitched to me, it was kind of just one of those kind of filler songs that I thought was just going to just make the cut of the album, but wasn't going to do too much. And then we ended up starting off with that one to record it, and it turned out so good, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And it was just kind of that story moment of, you know, leaving work and coming home to your gal, and just can't wait to get home and can't wait to get back home. And so it just kind of worked out really well, and the production of it and everything, just couldn't have been happier with it. So we figured that had to be the first release for the up and coming album. So
very cool. So this is one of those songs that you had pitched to you and sent your direction. And when that's the case, do you normally know pretty quickly that this is a song you want to record? Is it something that kind of hits you right away?
I get pitched quite a few songs, and then of course do some writing of my own and stuff. But we went the route with getting pitched, and this was one of those songs that was pitched to me quite a while ago, and I kind of had my eye on for a bit. It was always kind of in the background there. I thought it had really good potential and everything like that, but I just it was just kind of on the fence, and we didn't really know if that was the route that we wanted to go. But we took the chance on it, and then when the production came out, and everything just changed on that song, and it became one of the favorites off of the whole album, and we knew that we had something special with it, so we took the leap with it to put it out as a single. So
yeah, absolutely, it's a great song. You're getting joined right now by Topher Mills, and you've mentioned that you're working on a new album. Listen, I'm gonna ask whether you can share a whole lot of information or not. Do you know kind of a release date, and do you know of a title for the album? You can either answer both things or say you can't answer either one.
Well, it's looking like it'll be early next year for a release of the full album. I'll probably have a couple more singles being released throughout the year. All the songs have been kind of finalized on what we're doing. We're just kind of finishing up that. We not sure on the title of the album yet. Still a work in progress on that aspect. Might not know until closer to the actual album release. It's definitely a step up from my first album. When we released that, I was very happy with what we did. Just, you know, the funding that we had for it and everything, we got a really good product out of it. But we kind of stepped up our game on this one and doing a full-length album release on this new one. And I'm so blown away by just the quality of the songs and the production value of the up-and-coming album. So very happy with how everything's going.
Awesome. Looking forward to that again. We'll keep our keep note, and possibly early next year. And looking forward to the new music and the new album on the way. Topher, how's kind of obviously in music, last 2-3 years been very difficult. I mean, it's been tough on everybody. Music as well, very affected. Not a whole lot of live music and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But how much are you looking forward to maybe this year getting back playing some live shows and that kind of thing? How much are you looking forward to getting back out there playing some music?
Well, you bet. And yeah, like you say, it took a toll on a lot of us, and there wasn't a lot of opportunities. But I kind of was lucky throughout the whole experience. I found a few different places that I was still able to play. Of course, they had their COVID measures and everything like that. So a lot more solo, kind of just one-man type stuff. But I kept fairly busy throughout the years. And then the rest of the time that I had, it was just kind of putting the plan for the album together. But I'm definitely getting back into the groove of thing, playing with the band, and starting to pick up some things, and yeah, looking forward to getting back to the bigger crowds and that energy and everything like that. So miss that stage for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's gonna be awesome. It looks like there's gonna be a fair amount of live shows here this year. Before I let you go, do you know if you're gonna be in Calgary for the CCNAs?
Not even sure yet. If we can make some things, we might have to move some things around to make it happen.
Right.
And if that's the case, hopefully we can make our way out there. So
cool.
still
up in the air, Topher. Still top of the air. Yeah. Awesome. Topher, I want to say a big congratulations on the new song.
Thanks,
I absolutely love the sound of it. We're looking forward
to
the future has in store for you, and the new music and the new album and all that kind of good stuff on the way.
Hey,
Topher, great catching up with you. Appreciate
your
time
you
and
too,
wish
man.
You all the best.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.